count one is a conspiracy to commit Hobbs Act robbery, and count two is the actual Hobbs Act robbery. And in the federal criminal code, a Hobbs Act robbery, for the elements of the offense to be met, what you have to have is a store that does business across state lines. And so that can be anything from a Wawa that gets its food from a different state than where it's located. And in this case, Stuart Kingston Jewelers, it obtains its jewelry from outside the state of Delaware. So that is what puts it into the federal criminal code, and that's what creates a Hobbs Act robbery.
And what's that word that you're saying right before robbery?
The formal name for the offense is a Hobbs Act, and that's spelled H-O-B-B-S Act robbery. It's really an armed robbery of a business that does its business across state lines.